This was a note that said to check carefully to make sure. I don't want any of you to be like I was for a long time in my life. Actually, from the time I was 9 until I was 21. I want you to be sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're sure. I joined the church and got religion when I was 9. But I was never sure of my salvation. Now, there, my siblings and my friends were sure, but I just wasn't. I did what they said. I went and gave the preacher my hand. I believed that Jesus was the Son of God. I believed all that, but I just didn't, at that time, feel. You know, I didn't know the difference in feeling. But I wasn't sure. Went a many day up and down those long cotton rows and potato rows and whatever rows we had in the field, wondering, how can you know that you are born again? I didn't tell anybody, and I prayed fervently in church. I worked hard in church. I live a, quote, Christian life, never was out in the world. I lived in a Christian home. But in spite of all of that, I was not sure that my name was written down in heaven. But one thing I was very, very, very sure of, I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to go to that place that's filled with fire and brimstone. So today, that's what I've come to talk about, the other side of the gospel. I have to bring in this side, but the other side that we don't hear much about anymore. I want to get you sure that your name is written down in heaven, making sure you're not going to hell, and then making sure that you are aware of the degradation, the death, the horror of hell that you will share this gospel with those you come in contact with, and that you will live a life that will draw somebody to Jesus and not send them away. Amen? Amen. I tell you one thing. Hell is a real place. And that is my title. Hell is a real place. Tell your neighbor, say, hell is a real place. Say it again. Hell. Say, it's a really bad place. Tell them that. It is a to go. Because if you go to hell, get there, and God turns you loose, there's no escape. That's the consequence of going to hell. I did some research and reading, and it's a lot out there about what hell is and what it's not. And somebody said, God doesn't send anybody to hell. A good God like that wouldn't send anybody to hell. But God is a just God, and he doesn't lie. He's already stated what's what, and he won't vary to the right or to the left. He just goes straight down. You remember that commercial one of the gubernatorial candidates has on TV, and he says, I'm a straight shooter. God is a, say it, straight shooter. Say it again. God is a what?
Straight shooter.
So, and then another person said, now, God does send people to hell. These are little trivial things not even to argue about. The fact is, people go to hell. While we're talking now, people are going to hell. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to face it. I read one time that like 180-something thousand people are going to hell a minute or an hour. So we've got to share this gospel. And it should cause us to tremble and to quake. Forget about our little petty differences. Come here, Ruthie. Now, y'all know I love Ruthie, and Ruthie loves me. We have so many laughs there. But I can't stand you. She just makes me mad.
Don't
sit down. Come here. Honey, do you know what Ruthie said and did? She talking about she love me. She doesn't love me. Talk about something bad about her. She said try girl. In other words, she can't make up something.
She wear a size 13 shoe.
Yeah. Her shoes big as her mouth. Oh, we don't have time for that. Tell your neighbor, say, we don't have time for that. Say, somebody's going to hell while you're doing that. Tell them, say, somebody's going to hell while you're doing that. I told them on the prayer line the other night, I'm cleaning up my thinking. Tell your neighbor, say, you need to clean yours up too. So as he thinks in his heart, so is he, says the scripture. Amen. Listen, as I said before, once a person goes to hell, there's no escape. I'm doing a title. I'm working on a pamphlet that says, Hell No. Under it says, Escape. Because I think that will get somebody's attention. And most of the time it's used like in cursing. They're going to have to look to see an escape. Amen? So my question to you, or the question you oppose to somebody that's not born again, not living a life of Christ, so what in hell do you want? What in hell do you want? And what do you want? Nothing. Say, I'm not going there. So I'm absolutely, positively sure that I'm not going there. Hallelujah. Turn to Mark and put that up for me. Mark chapter 9. It's so many scriptures that you have to try to decide which ones you want to talk about, because you want to talk about all of them. Look at verse 44. This is a description from the word of hell. This is King James Version, is the one I have here. And Jesus is talking, and it's all in red in this book. Forty-two would be better. If you can't get it up, that's okay. 42, Mark 9:42. Listen, this is kind of a description. Say description. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands and to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And you know, you go back and say, well, he doesn't mean literally cut your hands off. Listen, it's so bad to offend that it's as bad as if you had to cut your hand off. And just in case he meant it, then I don't offend. I drop all of that stuff, all of that stuff, all of that stuff that's not of God. I stop making Facebook and Instagram my God. I put it down and I say, God, you are God. I don't want to offend you, Lord Jesus. We are more concerned about, even on church on Sunday morning, offending somebody or impressing somebody many times than we are what we are bringing before God.